Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Monday the 10th of October 2011. All the technology news from the previous week, I think. Sorry, I had a tough week last week, definitely. In around 5 minutes. So BT and TalkTalk are going to appeal against Digital Economy Act again. Yes, they went to the High Court, and the High Court threw out their request for a judicial review of the Act because the fact had been shoved through so quickly and there was so much in it that was just a pile of pants. But they've been allowed to go to the House of Lords and appeal, and we'll see where that takes it. It could be interesting, or it could be a bit of a damn squib, and the only people making any money off it are the lawyers. Probably the latter, I would have said. Last night, the Apple Store got robbed in Covent Garden. If you lived around that area, about 1:15 a.m. this morning, Covent Garden was raided by a bunch of people on motorbikes, and they took a pile of stuff. How much was taken, no one actually knows, but Apple have got a policy now of keeping the iPads and the iPhones a little bit further towards the back at the store, which means that it's a lot more difficult. All the heavy stuff's at the front. Can you imagine two kids on a moped with Mac Pro? Yes. Starbucks are going to offer UK customers free Wi-Fi. Yes, two clicks, and you'll be able to get free Wi-Fi if you're in a Starbucks store. You'll also be able to get it if you're nearby, but do beware, because if they catch you, that's abstraction of service, and you could be in trouble. But it's coming. Well done, Starbucks. And Virgin Media is going to piggyback the Orange signal. Now, they already piggybacked the T-Mobile signal to increase their coverage, but they're going to draw in Orange and T-Mobile's new Everything Everywhere service, so it means that they're going to almost triple their coverage and the solidity of their signal. So if you're a Virgin customer, it's going to get an awful lot better very quickly. PCs may be to blame for financial mess that we're in at the moment. According to the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, on 6th of May 2010, the Dow Jones Industrial Average took a big hit of 300 points. It very quickly then, within the next 10 minutes, went down a further 600 points. And that could all be to do with automatic algorithm computer programs. Apparently, the idea of people standing on a trading floor and going buy, buy, sell, sell is a bit of a misnomer. Nearly 60% of the total trades that are done by algorithms on computers across the world, and it could be a little glitch that went through those that caused all of the problems in the first place. They're looking into it further, but they're not entirely sure. Now, as well as Steve Jobs dying this week, iOS 5 is due out, and also you've got an iPhone 4S. But one of the biggest influences of the iPhone 4S could be that it increases sales of the iPhone 4. Most people are looking at the new handset and saying, well, it doesn't do quite enough for me to justify going up to it. But they can quite happily go up to iPhone 4 and not have an argument with their wife or husband. So they're going to do that. And it's dropped in price as well, which makes it even easier. And due to the death of Steve Jobs, of course, Google pushed back its Nexus Prime launch. That's now 27th of October in London, and they're going to give it to you then. And they're also going to release Chocolate Teapot, their new operating system too. So you'll have to have a play with that. Compro have released the IP70. It's a nice looking IP cam. It's quite bulky, but it does a very good high definition picture quality and good audio as well. It comes for a very variable price. You can get it as low as £73 at the moment on Google, or if you go all the way through, you can find it at £200. But it does look good, and it works very quickly and very easily. There's no word on whether it's Mac compatible or not, but it certainly works with PCs. And there's also a USB adapter for £20 on top of that. And finally, Nuno Teixeira has designed a fantastic addition to your PC. It's a concept device that lets you smell things, and it's a whole load of jet turbo looking engine things that go around the back of your computer like two small speakers. He's actually got a French company who said that they're going to build a device so that you can show it off at the Lisbon Design Show, but whether they're actually going to production or not, I don't know. But either if they don't, I just want one of these because they look super cool. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We'll be back again hopefully on Wednesday, but I might have a few problems. I'm teaching again this week. Failing that, we'll definitely be back on Friday. And we'll be back with the Big Show, the Mac Show and the Photo Show all on Thursday and Friday and as normal. No messing around this week, I promise. Have a good day. Thanks for listening.